Cameron just put out an album.
Hey, bro, how does he sound? With a name like Disco Black, does he sound like ODB or does he sound like Styles P?
Probably not trash.
Look, did you hear me? Look, who he sound like? ODB or Styles P? More like ODB.
Probably gonna sound like Disco Black.
Disco or Crunchy. Look. You got ODB, Styles P, or Crunchy Black. Which one he sound like? Crunchy Black.
Y'all gonna stop disrespecting Crunchy Black.
Hey, man,
I'm sick of that.
Crunchy Black, we don't disrespect him, bro. He's the hook man.
Nah, y'all definitely disrespect Crunchy. Lay on your back. Lay on your back.
He said, if you keep talking shit, I'ma come and get you.
You got the cam on?
The legend.
CB in this thing and name. Yeah, that's retarded. Yeah, I mean, like,
some lazy
No, but I mean, like, if it's not on, I mean, like, why is it there?
Hey, bro. Hey,
man,
bro.
Listen. We running under strict conditions today. We ain't got time for all
I wish the cameras on so they can see how you just hold your cup when he said that shit, yeah. Bro. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to take that shit back.
That was looking Professor X-ish. You said Quavo?
Take your back. Come on, Quavo. Take
give
your
me
back.
That.
Nah, this is the last week of technical difficulties.
Last week.
We promise, guys.
Hey, y'all.
This promise. Hey. We are very close to getting this shit all the way ironed out.
Trust.
Us, man. Me, Big Mike, Joe Money, just got through looking on some upgrades.
Mike.
We get these last little few pieces. We good to go. Everything was smooth sailing when I had my other spot.
Yeah, really.
And it was
smooth sailing.
The only constant in life is change, and we evolved, adjusted, adapted. We was like water. You feel me? So we
Bruce
making
Lee,
it happen. Hey, hey.
You gotta flow like this. Yeah.
Come on now.
I was about to say something real flagrant, but I'm not gonna.
About water and Bruce Lee.
I'm just
one of them timeout flag on the play pause moments.
I'm not doing that today. I'm going to make a conscious effort to stay within bounds.
Okay. Good.
I'm gonna allow Big Mike the space and free reign
to do all that extra shit.
You know what I'm saying?
We gonna leave that to your ass.
I'm limiting the word fuck, nigga. I'm limiting all that stuff. All this whole fucking thing.
Okay, well let's see.
Oh man, listen. Let's go ahead and get it cracking.
Yeah.
If you didn't already know, welcome to the Cool Tape in the Lunchroom podcast, episode number 95.
Bruh. 95, man. Come on, man. I know that's Hall of Fame.
You looked it up before the episode, didn't it?
Huh?
I'm talking about Big Mike.
What?
I'm singing 95.
He knew it. Oh. He got it right.
He got it.
Okay, bro. We got 95. 95 is Richard Dent. He played with the 85 Bears. Hall of Fame classic defense. Greg Lloyd. Goddamn Pittsburgh Steelers. Hall of Fame linebacker.
Yeah, I'm about to say I know Greg Lloyd.
And how about this Bubba Smith? I know y'all know who he is,
about
but
to
y'all.
Say Bubba Sparks.
It's getting ugly. Hey,
that's funny. Now check this out, y'all. Bubba Smith. I know y'all don't know the name, but y'all remember the big nigga from Police Academy?
Yeah, Bubba Smith.
You did not know who that was.
Sure.
You know you did.
The giant ass cop.
But you didn't know that you didn't know he played in the NFL.
I mean, I just found out right now. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. I think I did. You know, it's funny because I think I do remember, but like, nah.
X, you remember Police Academy. I know you do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He was definitely in 1-5. I don't think no one saw 6.
I don't remember seeing maybe past 4.
Yeah, you did.
I'm dead ass. Look, Citizens on Patrol was the best one, and then they had one when they went to Miami. I think that was 4. I want to say. Throwbacks. Y'all know what this nigga?
Okay.
Hey, bro.
We good.
Who mind you reading, bro?
Huh?
He was over there focused like, you know what I mean?
That's because I'm multitasking around here.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Making sure we good to go, making sure we rolling smooth sailing.
You know what I'm saying? You chewing bubblegum, man, kicking ass.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. Listen, the professor can make all things possible at the same time.
I want to see you walk. I want to see you walk it out.
What?
That was a good one. That was a good one. So if you didn't know, Joe Money just told you, I am Professor X in the building, producer, engineer extraordinaire. I can read your mind and I'll wreck your wheelchair. Bitch! To my right.
Big Mike, Hairline, Don Connie, Poppy, the realest uncle on the Migos. Nacho sticking my dick up in the girl's clitoris. Harry Potter on the other side of the table.
What up? What's happening? Cool table, fashion, lights, camera, action. Joe Money Jackson, a.k.a. Joe DB, a.k.a. the original Moneybag Joe. Let's go.
Joe the C.
Oh, I forgot about that one too. Yeah.
Was it Hollow or Joe Budden that said that I got this 112 that I want Joe to see?
Oh, that's Hollow to Don. He fucked Joe Budden up.
Yeah, hold on, hold on. I got this 112.
Yeah.
For this Joe to.
That I want Joe to see.
Yeah. Who? You said Hollow?
Hollow to Don versus Joe Budden.
Ooh, I missed that.
Was that a URL battle?
Nah, that was like Eminem and them put their own thing together.
Oh, okay.
So that is stupid. Yeah.
Joe has some, you know what? Joe gets killed for that battle, but Joe has some bars.
He did, but it's all about presence. You can't just rap.
No, I do remember that. He was like, deliverance,
when I hit you lyrically, spiritually, you're going to miss misery. No, like, you can't rap like
up.
That.
You got to set it up. It's just like, to be honest, Dave Chappelle, man, if you pay attention, it's the pauses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the rhythm.
If you rap fast, you lost. Like, you really have to let
Because Twista crowd... will slow it down. In a battle rap, he's going to slow it down. Actually, sort of like when he tries to get you to understand what he said, he'd be like, check it. Damn, I can't get you Twista right now. I'm buzz.
Yeah,
we got Geo like Neo. Well, of course, when you're saucy, it's Morpheus. Sorry, you're sick, it's a Marcus Aurelius, alias, atheist. He ain't gonna say it fast like
that's that Kamikaze.
Come on, man. Come and get me. Come on, man.
Yeah, you got Lee Kanye gave that nigga an album.
Fam, classic. Mm. I personally think that's his best album.
Mm-hmm. No!
I do.
No!
Adrenaline?
No! I mean, it's his best. It's his best based off of, I guess, the talent that he had with him. No, I'm still not even gonna say that. It's not better than Adrenaline Rush, sir. No.
Okay.
Opinion. It's not better than Adrenaline Rush.
I mean, fuck with it. Listen.
Adrenaline Rush got Adrenaline Rush, but what's that other song they had? Make It Wet.
Get It Wet.
Get It Wet is a classic.
I mean, overdose.
But that's a commercial. That's a commercial record. Like, the album cuts are fire cuts. So that's what I'm saying. I respect Adrenaline Rush. I fuck with Trista
Hold on, you said Kamikaze.
Kamikaze. Bro. I think that Kamikaze, because this is the thing about Kamikaze for me. Kamikaze has, it ain't even just about overnight celebrity, nor slow jams. What it is for, it's got Dunk a Dunk on there.
Snooping, that's my favorite shit.
Snooping is hard. Snooping is hard.
Kamikaze has the best blend between commercial records.
And street shit. It do.
He's rapping his ass off on there.
It's his best balanced album. I definitely say that. But, bruh, what can I say to make you see how the fuck I feel to make me want to jump over the edge? How that shit come on, bruh? It's just, I'm bringing two... He said I'm bringing pain like two bad nurses. It bruh, damn. That's a hell of a way to start an album.
Twisted the shit.
Damn, how do we get on this nigga? How do we get on Twitter?
I have absolutely no idea. So what we're going to do...
Wrap it up. Go ahead and... Move on.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get into these school announcements real quick. As always, make sure you guys check out ProfessorXSound.Productions for all of your engineering and production needs. Beats, mixing, mastering, engineering. You need it. I got it. Also, thecooltablepod.redbubble.com. Make sure you head on over there for all of your school supplies. T-shirts, hoodies, mugs. Excuse me.
Bless.
That's Big Mike's fault.
I did nothing.
Serving this premium whiskey. You need it, we got it. Big Mike.
Yeah, IG. Check us out at the Cool Table Pod. Get your dose of little daily content. We got it going on there. One gotta go.
Look, double dose.
One gotta goes, or you see our information on the latest episodes, all that jazz. And YouTube, turn on your notifications as soon as we get cracking. It is cracking. That's the Cool Table in the lunchroom. Once again, the YouTube editors, y'all hit us up. We're going to get together. I think one of us is going to figure that shit out.
Nigga, I got a new laptop. I'm ready to get it popping.
And that's it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Did y'all hear that, y'all? He really meant that.
Yes, I did. Absolutely. Joe, you got something?
Man, keep supporting, and bruh, I'm slacking and slipping on my pimping. I did do some interviews. Actually, I need to send them to you, bro.
Ooh,
yes, sir. I need to send them to you. You know, International Players Anthem. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of... Bro, everybody know, or everybody sort of in agreeance of the best verse of that album.
But
or that
song. It's funny because I put on the description, I make a rank, because I felt like Andre 3000 was going to be...
I mean, it's him, and Bun B.
Bun B, no. Pimp C and Andre dominating the conversation.
Really? Because everybody that I asked, everybody asked if Andre's not number one, Bun B is. Me personally, bro, it depends on how I feel, bro. Because I mean, like, Pimp, bro. It's like when I hear his voice, bro.
To be honest with you, I personally think Bun B has the worst verse on there.
You lying.
I promise I do. But
bro,
it's not.
Listen, I can't stand next to you right now.
It's just my opinion. And it's not. It's a fire verse. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying in terms of, like, Andre 3000 is my all-time favorite rapper of all time. Okay. That's just off. Okay. I mean, so that's going to be. We already know.
He made his verse was a wedding, and it was amazing.
It's don't do it. Reconsider. Yeah. Read some litter.
Sure on this subject.
Are you sure? Come on. Yeah. Come on. No. But nah.
I mean, you know we got your back like chiropractic. Tick.
Nah, bro. No, bro. Hold on, bro.
What's up?
I show you shit you never seen. The seven wonders of the world. And he said,
I can make you the eighth if you want to be my girl.
Bro, just that right there, bro. The seven wonders? And he said, this woman right here is the eighth.
That's some action.
Yeah,
I mean, that's it was dope. I fuck with Bun B. So
what's a hoe with a pimp?
And what's a pimp with no hoe?
Come on, man. Don't be a lame. You know how it goes.
I get it. I get that.
Oh, Derrick Jackson. That's the answer.
Derrick Jackson. Hey, trying to get chose.
I was like, it's been answered.
This is when we these rappers, bro. These rappers are prophets. They prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Prophesizing.
You know what I'm saying?
Literally. Yeah.
Literally. Oh, I can't wait.
Power is power in the tongue.
I can't wait till we release the new shit that we got coming. I cannot wait.
It's gonna be dope.
Things specific like this. So shit, fuck. Well. Damn, you threw that out here. Now I want to get right into that.
He might as well, bro. He might as well. He just deboed the basketball.
Yeah, fuck it, man.
We had a setup, but
yeah,
I threw the alley oop. My bad.
Straight up, bro. I'm talking about. Come on,
man. Listen, like Big Mike just said, this man Derrick Jackson was out here trying to get chosen. He definitely got chosen.
Yeah, man.
By one confirmed. And it might be another possible. We don't know.
Oh, man. For real, they doing them like that?
Listen, I don't know.
He said another. Bro, they about to start coming out the wall. Bro,
I don't want
to
be.
It's going
to
happen.
I don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't have to be. We don't bring the tea. That's not what this podcast is.
Hell no.
We don't drink tea in the lunchroom.
Hell no. Right?
We drink whiskey.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
No chase.
However, I do think, especially with us being a very male-oriented perspective on this podcast, I do think that it is important for us to hit on things that specifically impact us as men. And Derrick Jackson, I'm sure the majority of men that I know, not too fond of the gentleman.
That's that shit I don't like.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? And listen, I've listened to Derrick Jackson on several occasions.
Derrick Jackson.
I've listened to Derrick Jackson on several occasions. I've heard some things that I agree with. But the majority of things that he says and the majority of the content that he puts out, in my opinion, panders to women. It does not set women up for success.
I would say single black baby mama. Go ahead.
Yes. Very big. He is the complete antithesis.
You should give that woman your whole check.
Yeah.
You should give her your whole time. Anything that she wants, she deserves. You're just a peasant. She is the king, the queen, the kingdom, and all of that good stuff. You are just here to serve. It's like, yo, man, come on, bro.
You know,
is it only a one-way street?
Derrick Jackson literally gave advice for women in order to make men jealous to have a good time and take your pictures and post them online.
Yeah,
he literally said that. Like, I'm not even making this up. It's not literally what he said, but that's literally.
It wasn't
what he
even
said.
Eloquent. He was basically just saying, like, for the most part, you know, show them what they're missing, show them what they need, like show.
Shouts out to Aubin Preach. Aubin
Preach is real.
Put together an entire compilation of Derrick Jackson saying one thing,
hypocrisy,
and then him saying something else that completely contradicted.
Oh, that took time.
It did.
That took time. So you got to give him credit. That was hours and hours of like, yo,
gotcha, bitch.
To cut his footage up. This motherfucker posts every day.
Gotcha, bitch.
Until now.
I'm with them boys too, yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, with excuse me, that being said, all of the content that Derrick Jackson has put out there, like I said, has been things that have pandered to women. And essentially, in my opinion, speak very negatively of men.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give the honest perspective of men. It doesn't give a realistic perspective of men. He says a lot of Disney, bubblegum, Mickey Mouse Club type rhetoric. That's the type of things that he spew, right? Well, with all of that being said, mm-hmm. all of the talking down about how men should not be out here cheating and, yeah. you know, conduct yourself accordingly and women know your worth. Young Derrick.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
No. He already admitted it. But go ahead.
He admitted it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Really?
Did he admit it?
No, I was about to say
did.
Because...
He did. In the most Derrick of ways.
Did
it? So, in the most Derrick of ways. The video that I didn't finish, that video he yeah. did, or was it another one?
No, but that's all you need.
Okay. Because I got 20 minutes.
He actually has some other videos.
I'm not going to watch them.
Well, it's with his wife.
Oh, okay. If she's going to co-sign that shit for the check, yeah. I mean, because his brand depends on it.
So. Bam.
Hey, bro, do you think it's a rap? Is it a
rap? No, hell no. Hell no.
He's not going to get canceled.
No, this is like Drake versus Pusha T.
Wow. I guess where's the principles? Yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter.
He took an L, but he's going to get them bitches hell. Like, he got it. He's rolling. But go ahead. So what happened? Because I didn't see the first video where homegirl laid out all the receipts. I couldn't get through her. It was annoying.
It was because again, that was just straight messiness. I get annoyed when it you trying to be messy and then you're beating around the bush to get to the mess. Like yeah, if you're gonna be messy,
wrong,
just get to
bro.
It. Just
how about
to
this? I was like, bitch, stop. No, you're not getting my view. YouTube, cancel that.
Oh man, but yeah, basically she said that. And basically to summarize, she said that her and Derrick were dealing with each other, and you know they. Had sex and she didn't know that he was married and blah 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 blah. Basically, he cheated with her
last year.
Yes, during the pandemic.
COVID killed some marriages, boy.
Come on now, you gotta deal with the real
500,000 dead and like a million divorces, yo. Like COVID is a monster, boy.
Damn.
Yeah, man, when you gotta be in the same room with the nigga, you really get to learn about somebody.
Taking lives and marriages, Mike.
Come on, man. There's a lot of dead single people. If that makes sense.
Damn.
There's a lot of them.
Damn, man.
The clubs are packed in Atlanta for a reason.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
But yeah, so fellas, what do we think about the situation?
What I think about the situation is sort of like I compare it to a scenario, man. This motherfucker is sort of like the relationship police for men and shit. Charging niggas, locking niggas up, and this motherfucker fucked around and shot an innocent bystander, and it's like, yeah, bro, you need to be held accountable. Well, maybe not shot an innocent bystander, but you fucked up and broke the law, bitch. That's exactly what you did. You broke the law, so I mean, like, you know, you got to be held accountable for your actions.
And I feel two things about this guy. Now, I'm what you consider, what do you call me, a bloodthirsty?
You're one in that group. Yeah.
Nigga, I don't watch your content. Mm-hmm. You don't listen to mine. So
fuck the mother.
Fuck both of us. But two things I feel him. One, you're full of shit. And that's just on the basis of that your whole brand is based on you being this almost perfect.
Perfect simp.
Yeah, the simp god.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're at the top of the simp mountain. You're just sitting there.
You're the only one on simp mountain. Yeah, Rushmore. The only one. Only face is you. Yeah.
You know, you're the last one left. I mean, and you're the funny part. You were pushing out this content while you was going through this shit. We were smoking weed and all that. We're gonna go through that sexual nature shit in a second. But. So, you know, ladies, he's human. Guess what? He's full of shit. He is selling you a product.
He's a man, baby.
It is the equivalent. Yeah, I remember back in the day, I saw a commercial. This toy was awesome. I mean, this motherfucker had all the moves and gadgets. You press a button, it flips, back flips. You get it home. None of that shit worked. Not sold as advertised.
It ain't as sold as advertised.
Yeah. None of that shit.
You got sold a product. You know what I'm saying? He is selling you on himself, and it's working, and you got work. It's,
you've been hoodwinked.
Yeah.
Bamboozled. Look at the shirt, my nigga.
Oh, bro. I mean, it's like, and number two ain't really a number two. It's almost like, I feel like this the final boss being defeated. It's like,
You're playing
Final Fantasy. Yeah, I remember Final Fantasy VII.
I never played it.
I'm gonna take you back to 1999.
Right? Cloud.
Yeah, Cloud. Strife? Come on, man. Strife.
Oh shit, I feel left out. Damn.
They remade it. You're in good hands. I'll get you a copy. Listen. So you spend hours leveling up this character. This motherfucker at the end keeps fucking with you along the way. I mean, he done killed your bitch. I mean, there's a lot of things he did to destroy you as a character, but you level up, man. You get your chocobos, you motherfucking get your crystals, you're getting summoned, you're getting ready for this motherfucker, but he keeps beating you. I mean, he beats you in every punch. I'm not trying to give the story away, guys, but he fucks with you a lot. Then finally you meet this motherfucker, and you're ready. You got all your characters. Cloud, he's super strong. What's the other nigga with the Gatling gun?
Oh, bad.
Man. Oh, shit. But you know what? He took him down.
He was a... Hold on, real quick.
And this weird-ass story.
Yeah, and I mean, you're excited about it, too, so it got me intrigued.
But it was funny. The nigga that he talk about, the nigga Barrett, why is it in every video game, it don't matter if it's Americans that make it, the fucking Asians that make it, it's going to be a nigga with a gun. Matter of fact, they took it to another level. It's a nigga with a gun for a hand.
No, a Gatling gun.
Gatling gun is
yes,
goddamn Predator. What Bill Duke had in Predator as his hand.
It's been replaced.
Hey, I mean, come on, hey, bro. All jokes aside, this real nigga.
And he aggressive as shit.
Mad aggressive, hey, bro. Man,
stereotypical.
But as a Japanese developer, but we're gonna move on.
Hey, so. Like Mr. T.
He does. But anyways, that's what I feel like. You level up, and we defeat him, and he's knocking out your main character. And I don't know about you, but the main one that took him down for me was that chick with the shuriken, whatever. It's a woman that always brings a nigga down. Yuffie. God damn, Yuffie brought him down.
I'm a nerd, man.
I mean, it takes a chick to bring this nigga down, and I'm happy.
You happy?
Because he's a fucking fraud. You know what I'm saying? I'm not happy as Demai. He's not going nowhere.
Nah, guys.
He's not going
nowhere.
What
you're saying? What you saying is like, yeah, this is justice.
Yeah, basically. because as men, we all know how fraudulent this man sounds. You're pandering to their demographic is single, black women with kids. You're not pandering to no one else, and you're selling them these dreams that are just non-existent.
Sort of like the opposite of Kevin Samuels.
They need to listen to Kevin Samuels. Yeah, stop Jackson.
Because of this Negro.
Listen to Kevin, and he's going to be like, damn, I got a man, yeah. Because you single with four kids, he should love you anyway. Treat your kids like they're their kids off day
when
one.
When you go on the date, you should buy all... Bro, what?
Rose petals at their feet
he
and
said
shit.
You should pay for the babysitter, pay for the kids lobster and shrimp. Bro, if you don't get... Bro, you ever tell you what pissed me off out of all the shit that he said?
What's that?
The motherfucker said that he lost faith in God because of your motherfucking choices, bitch ass nigga. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Well, and that's the trippy part about it. Like, that's one of my conflicts because it's like you're not held accountable. You know what I'm saying?
He
it's
won't
either
be held
God
accountable.
Or the devil. Nah, bro. He needs to, bro, you need to look in the mirror and realize that you are the cause of the effect.
But he's gonna be held accountable in a sense of. His brand is dependent on his marriage. So him putting his wife on or whatever is amazing. Congratulations, your wife saved your whole entire brand. You're going to sell books. You're going to, I don't know, you're going to be pretty fucking amazing.
Especially if, you know, like, I don't know, if another kid come, you know, it got to be something that, you know, like a bounce back.
He bounced back. It's back. It's mystical.
He gonna bounce back.
How? Hold on. How? What did he do? Just because of the wife scenario?
No, more than that. Like, he pandered to the religion aspect. Like, you know, I found God. He saved me. I want God to save me. Then I was mad at God, but then I found God again. That is like a typical... That's like you pander to Christians, man. They gonna buy this.
So God, he's a con. You're a con.
They gonna buy this. God already forgave you, simp God. He already forgave you. You're simp right beside God. Him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no mistakes with this man. So it's like, nothing we say is going to affect him, but it's like, I'm just glad to know that All right, nigga, you are human.
A fraud can be forgiven, but a real nigga can't make one mistake.
Do that. A real nigga.
Anybody. Oh, you talking about anybody? Anybody. Okay. Yeah. You can say some real shit that hurt fucking frail feelings.
Yeah.
And they trying to chop your head off literally.
Yeah.
Well, see, but this is the thing about it, right? So, and when I first heard the news, I was like, yeah, that's what that nigga get fucked up.
I think we all felt the same way, but. Mm-hmm.
But then I calmed down and I was like, well, let me be objective here.
Yeah.
Because if I feel like in one instance, the court of public opinion just completely destroys individuals, right?
Okay.
They get completely destroyed without their side of the situation being heard or all this other kind of stuff, right? And I get upset about that. Why don't I feel the same way about Derrick Jackson? Is it just because I don't like him? I don't care for his content? It's like, that's not fair.
Yeah, but we don't, like, hate him.
No, we don't.
Yeah, live your life, brother. We just think you're...
Well, of course, but even still, I do think it's important to be objective with everybody across the board if you're going to actually be fair and balanced in your perspectives, right?
All
right. So
let's do it.
I was like, okay, well, let me hear what Brother Jackson has to say, right? And I sat there.
Hallelujah.
And I...
No relation, too. Yeah.
I sat there and I listened to Derrick talk.
Heal each other without hurting each other.
And fam,
booking stores now.
I wasn't even so mad. Yeah.
That was smart as fuck.
It was. I was like, I see.
Hey, a chick like this. Oh shit! Almost buying this.
Like, yeah, this shit that I'm dealing with right now. This is exactly why I bought this book right here. This is what it's coming from. You get a little backstory on this right now.
Man, you talking about the Bible? This is biblical. Look at this. This is not scripture.
Hey, I side-eyed him real quick when he said it. But I was like, I'm going to let you make it.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you make it because I know people that really feel that way, right? Yeah. So I'm listening and I hear him break down the entire story, right? And I'm like, okay.
Great story.
I can understand what you're saying. I believe about 83% of this.
I love the extra 3% because I don't know how you did that.
The extra tree.
Yeah, like 89, nigga. This nigga a little bit better.
This is why I say I believe 83% of it.
Gotcha. All
right. I believe him when he says, man, I was dealing with this girl.
The potential.
I had all this shit going on. My marriage was in shambles. My wife was... That had
separated,
left
she's not wearing her wedding ring.
You know what I'm saying? You and your feels. I understand all that.
And you're famous and you got money.
You know what I'm saying? Access, power, influence. Come on. You know what I'm saying? I believe you hit the girl up. I feel like right now you're being transparent. You telling what you know that you actually
He said old chicks up. Let me be honest. He mentioned plural. He's stuck with one that's exposing him.
Not only that.
I hit him old chicks.
She need to use the charger.
I'm telling you what I believe. Why I believe the 83%.
Yeah.
All right, so he said all that. And he said he did deal with it, blah, 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 blah.
Airbnb.
This is where... I'm like,
the record skip.
17% of this is bullshit.
Has to be. Most.
When this man said, but I had to pause the video. When this man said, I was dealing with a woman who our relationship was sexual in nature. But we didn't have sex.
Bro, no. See, that's the reason why it has to be more than 17%.
Yeah, man, because it was sexual nature because he had sex.
But no, nigga, this is why. No, dudes, this is something we know how niggas be. Niggas.
That's some manipulative shit right there, boy.
Some niggas try to play this. Niggas will tell you, they would give you just enough information. I saw that bitch, but I ain't sleep with her.
Yeah.
What Jody told Yvette. Yeah, I went over there, but I ain't fuck her.
He didn't.
You got his but dick more so. Times, he definitely he didn't fuck her, but he got his dick wet.
I mean, it's Eddie Murphy. Yeah, we fucked. I fucked it. Yes, we fucked.
I make love to you.
Like it's manipulative, man. It's like he's not telling you the whole story.
That's a lie.
But see, I've always said half truths are much more powerful than a lie. Because you're going to resonate with the truthful part of it, but the lie is still in the mix. So the toxicity and the deceit is still there. It's just got a nice little coat of polish over the top of it.
Nice coat.
That's
nice
the way coat. I feel about certain shit, bro. That's crazy as fuck how you say that, bro. That's crazy.
I mean, it's some candy paint on some shit.
The candy paint a lot.
I mean, this candy paint.
That shit tastes good, too. That's why it's so believable.
Inside peanut butter, outside jelly.
Hey, but listen. First of all, shout outs to your empire. Like, for real, he built a hell of an empire. And you have to protect your brand. So, as a nigga, I understand.
Simp circuit.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
No, as a dude, I understand.
Simp
like,
circuit or simp
his circuit. Brand is so dependent on the women believing his side. He used Jesus and God. We just put them together. He used
the buzzwords.
I mean, all the buzzwords. Bible, Jesus, God.
Submitting to God.
Submitting.
God first, relationships.
I was weak. Then he got stronger. It was like a.
I confess to God, but I didn't really submit to him.
How you gonna be sexual in nature but not have sex?
Dude.
It's almost like you're sticking the dick in the pussy and you're like, shit, I mean, I ain't really pumping like that, you know?
Just let me. Just let me put the head in.
Come on. Just a tip.
Come on.
But see, and this is the thing about it too. See, we're men. We understand how
we know what Derek's going. He a swole. Look, he a swole dude. You famous. You got money. Like, fam, you was out there fucking. There's nothing. And once again, your brand is
shillelaying.
But dude, you know you was smashing Airbnb. Nigga, that's a. You fucking no evidence. Like the cleanup ladies come. What time they come in?
No condoms.
They cleaning up by 8:30 in the morning. There's no evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And they like it raw.
Airbnb. Yeah. I'm airing out bitches and bitches.
Come on, bro. Podcast name. Come on,
bitches
man.
And bitches and bitches.
Airbnb.
Bitches and bitches and bitches.
Come on, man. I mean, but let's be honest here. Like, dude, like your audience is going to stay with you, but man, that shit just sounded like a load of bullshit.
And I feel like he would have done better if he would have been completely honest.
I feel like he would have done better and be like, my wife has something to say. Say nothing at all. Because at the end of the day, her word is going to be a lot stronger than yours for the simple fact your wife stayed with you.
Yo, check this. So, okay. My first point is, we know the game. I don't know, nor have I seen many women that seek to air you out for any other reason than the fact that you hit it and you ghosted.
Yeah, man, you can't be ghosting chicks after you smash. Now, especially if you got
or if he didn't satisfy.
I don't even think that matters, bro.
Satisfaction don't matter. Fact that we had it. The fact that we had sex, and I have an invested interest in you now because you had sex with me.
Okay.
That's where the invested interest comes from. If we were just kicking it, if you just came to see me a couple of times, and peep this too. See, he ain't expound upon this. I listen to what people say. He said this is somebody that he's been dealing with for years.
Before he got married. Before 2016 or whatever.
That's the old homie. That's probably high school.
And our relationship has always been sexual in nature, but we've never had sex.
So that means like...
Sexton.
They always talking about it and it ain't
I'm
going to
stick mine. They draw the eight with the lines and the D.
Man, I had to tell my homie one time. I told him he was fucking around with this girl. And I told him specifically, because he was like, man, I'm just going to stop taking her call. I said, bro,
don't ghost her.
That is the worst thing that you can do. You have a girlfriend and she knows your girl. If you cut her off,
she's going to get filled with rage and the flames. Ooh, go fuck the city.
Nigga,
up.
You go ghost, she go Ghostbuster.
The Ghostbuster.
Don't do that.
Proton packs.
She like this. Like, nigga, she about to get you, boy. Boy, she gonna be pulling up in that whip.
Who you gonna call? Yo, wife, nigga.
It's Candace. What's her name? Candace. I'm sorry.
But second of all, what was my point? I was about to say something.
My bad.
No, you good, because that shit was funny. Shit.
Oh man, come on! It's gonna come back. Because that shit is ridiculous, bro. Just everything. To be honest, man, like how you said, Mike, if he had his wife speak, that right there is like the ultimate, you know, bounce back.
Oh, that's what it was. My bad.
No.
See, that's what I'm so doing. It's a bullshit conversation that was happening.
Yeah, so you can get your shit back.
So the second point was. God damn, I lost again. My memory,
bro, I feel like what's going on, man? Is it the whiskey?
It might be.
It's the whiskey.
Maybe I haven't drinking enough of it.
All right, well, take it to the head, bro.
That is true.
What's up, go
on? The more you drink, it's like the more shit come out.
No, man, but, bro, I mean, we all hypocrites, but absolutely. This dude is like the fucking mascot, bro. And it's like, no, I can't let this shit ride. It's like, what's funny is, you know how, like, you wake up in the morning, you got there, go to the bathroom and shit, and then you hit your scroll your timeline. I see all my homegirls in disbelief, and they talking about this thing, and I'm like, what?
You just say in disbelief. See, that's a problem right there.
No, because, you know,
what is there to believe?
That he's
a hero?
He's the spokesperson. He's the representative. He's the CEO.
Bring one of your homegirls here so I can just roast.
I would love to see Derrick Jackson's results.
What you mean?
Like statistically.
For what?
The advice that he's given, how much of his advice.
This ain't Kevin Samuels. He doesn't have like a platform to getting people together. He's pandering.
Do you know y'all know he has a fuckboy card game?
A what?
Card game?
I kid you not. That's when I was done.
I mean, has it been updated? Because he has to be included.
Who cares?
No, I'm talking about this. Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah, it has to be updated. Come on, bro. That was some fuckboy shit, my nigga.
Now, my original point that I forgot twice was the fact that he tried to justify, because somebody asked him, they said, well, why didn't you just call her and let her know? Why did you ghost her and block her and all this other kind of stuff?
You were scared.
Well, he said, well,
it ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
You know, it's not biblical for me to. It would have been nice for me to give you a heads up in a conversation.
Think of Noah's Ark.
Like, you're going to get your ass beat with a Bible, bro. Stop that, bro. It's not cool, bro. It's damn near blasphemous, for real,
it's blasphemous. Go ahead, X. Go ahead.
Joe took that right out of my mouth, man. Like, that's literally what that is. It's like, I have an issue with people playing with religion in order to justify that nonsense and shenanigans.
Yep. It's because it's pandering.
It's one thing to make an inappropriate joke. It's another thing to be dead serious and to be using scriptural backing or lack thereof, because there is no scripture for what he was talking about. What he was talking about is
he's not quoting nothing. He's just saying shit. This book, Healing Without Hurting, whatever the fuck that shit was, it's biblically written. I was like, bro, what the fuck does that mean?
It sounds like was it written 2,000
years ago? It wasn't biblically shit. You know what I'm saying? You didn't even write the book, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure you went
to it. Well, we don't know that. I'm not
going to. All right, I'm going to hit on that.
He might have wrote.
All right, even if he wrote the book.
30 pages or something.
Even if he wrote this book.
Hey, Corey Holcomb was saying, nigga, you got a day's worth of tweets.
I ain't gonna even flex. That's who I want to hear. I want to hear what that dude.
He's just gonna go on a roasting session.
No, but I mean, it's gonna be brilliant, though, man. Come on, man. It's Corey.
I mean, he's just gonna turn the mic on and say, y'all, everybody, like five niggas in it, just shut the fuck up.
I saw a meme earlier that said, why would women listen to a man that 95% of men disagree with?
I don't know.
Why are you getting
that's not intelligent?
Why are you not? Okay. All right, women. Here's some real advice. You got two married people and you got my nigga Joe.
the chosen one.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ladies choose them. no, but seriously. Talk to men in couple, like men in relationships. And even if it's a single brother, ask what he wants. Do not talk to your single ass friends with kids. Don't listen to Derrick Jackson, who you don't know shit about. And obviously pandering to you lies. Talk to actual people that are in actual relationships. I don't understand this concept of let me listen to this man who I don't know, who is clearly I'm attracted to him on a different level. Maybe you like the way he looks, maybe you like the way he says, he's Christian, all this nonsense. It's almost like if we got advice from Black China. You know what I'm saying? And she panders to us. Girls suck his dick. If you ain't sucking his dick, hey, man, even if you got two kids and no money, she deserved to suck it. Like, we all gonna agree to be like, yes, Blac Chyna, we would still prefer to get fellatio, even though we not shit. But that's not how it works.
Beyonce said give that man some head. And yes, I agree. Queen
yes,
B.
Yes, come but she's giving Jay-Z head. All right? There's a difference. We're not Cardi B. Look, man, just don't listen to this guy. It doesn't make any sense. If you enjoy the content, use it as entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, because if you listen, you can't win.
Yes. And, you know, but Derek, man, shout out to man. I hope you sell more books and do more seminars.
I hope you don't.
Nigga, shit. Stop. He probably sold another 10,000 copies.
Jackson is toxic masculinity.
Bro, the simp god is dead, he but it's is. Like...
Bro, he really is bro. He is. That shit is anti-black love.
He's a phoenix. Like, you burn him. He's just going to rise from the ashes. These women are going to uplift this man.
That's bullshit. He is ashy.
What? But shout outs, man. To all you single ladies... listen to somebody else.
Nah, man, I want to see him. Like, bro, y'all know who AMS is? Mm-mm. Alpha Male Strategy is this dude on YouTube, bro. Nah.
Sound like a stocking advisor.
Bro, hey, bro, nah. Look, because him, Kevin Samuels, basically just people, you know what I mean? Just like a group of respected YouTube channels or whatnot. I would like to have them in a cipher. That would be dope as fuck.
AMS, Kevin Samuels,
and Derek.
That ain't gonna work.
Come on, we clearly know that, but it's like, bro, that right there would display some form of muscle. That would be a way of getting my respect back. You know what I'm saying? But when I say weak ass, you say bitch.
Dude, Derrick Jackson won't do anything. He won't go in the Breakfast Club. He ain't doing shit.
He did interview Charlamagne Tha God.
When I say weak ass,
if you don't remember,
you say bitch.
He actually interviewed, he was a guest on the Brilliant Idiots podcast when Charlamagne was dealing with his rape allegations. And it was Derrick Jackson's responsibility to go in and get a beat on Charlamagne and assess whether or not Charlamagne was solid in what he was talking about.
When assess he Charlamagne?
Yeah, it was a bunch of
Charlamagne more solid than this nigga?
I mean, he
is.
He might be.
He is, okay. Bro.
I don't have a beef with Charlamagne.
He didn't flinch on Bird with Birdman.
Yeah, Charlamagne be on some
He didn't flinch with Beanie Siegel. Come on, man.
I mean, I respect Sticky Fingers.
He didn't flinch with, not just Sticky, Onyx. That was Onyx.
Yeah.
Two of the four, anyway.
I've said this, you know, I fuck with Charlamagne. I don't fuck with some of the things that Charlamagne does or has done from time to time. Sometimes he just, I was like, wow. Especially now, it's like, I just feel like he's bigger than some of the things that he does.
The nigga you love to hate.
Yeah, I get it. Well, you can do that, but I think it's a similar reason why I have an issue with Derrick Jackson. It's not a matter of you doing what you do or believing what you believe. It's when you profess to believe in certain concepts and then you
don't step
operate
on.
Outside of that. Mm-hmm. Derrick Jackson operates on the black men need to be Jesus Christ of Nazareth for black women. Walk without no sin. And Charlamagne professes a lot of black excellence talk.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes Charlamagne does some things that are opposed and not really aligned to that frame of thinking, and it irritates me when it happens. But I respect what Charlamagne has done in the space. I respect some of the things, a lot of things that he's done. So, yeah, from your standpoint, I'm with you. He is more solid than Derrick Jackson, in my opinion. I feel like Derrick, I don't think that Derrick comes from a space that is actually beneficial.
I don't think beneficial nor sincere. I just feel that, bro.
I can rock with that.
I feel that.
He's fraudulent, man. He's a scammer.
Even if something comes out about Kevin Samuels, like we've been public on speaking about some of the things that we don't like about Kevin Samuels, right? I don't agree with everything Kevin Samuels says or does.
Nah.
But the information that he puts out there, I do think is beneficial. And I've heard him in certain spaces talking to certain people in a manner that is very respectful, in a manner that is a dialogue, and he very eloquently has articulated his points and his perspectives. And I think that what he has articulated is something that could be beneficial. It doesn't matter what side of the fence that you're on. There's still something of value that you could take from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have an issue with somebody holding black men accountable.
Because to be honest,
accountability is empowerment.
Bruh, that's the beginning of us developing our communities. Real talk, man. If you want to be the leaders and all this and all that, it starts exactly with that leadership. You know what I mean? Shit falls downhill, so you got to take responsibility and accountability. And once that starts taking place and you stay consistent, you will have these sisters believing in you more, and they'll be more willing to follow your lead because of the trust. You feel me? So, yes, accountability is a must, man. It really is. It really is.
Yes. Yep. I'm with you. Truth is in power.
No doubt.
Or powers and truth is the proper way to say it.
Heaven and hell and vice versa.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel like all of us need to operate in that. Derek included, any other YouTube influencer or motivational coach or any of those types of things. Like, we got to start moving to that space. So, you know, yeah, shouts out to Derek. You know, it's not that I wish bad on the brother. I want his marriage to fail or no shit like that. I just don't support things that I feel like are detrimental to the community. And if your platform is based on what you say is based on, I would just say move different. Because some people do listen to you, unfortunately.
It is unfortunate. Don't be a lollipop sucker, Tootsie Roll, mother.
And everybody play Final Fantasy VII. It's a great game. It's a great game. Shout out to Cloud, Bear, Yuffie, Ares.
Well, PlayStation 2.
They remade it. On the original PlayStation.
It's one. It's 90s. Damn. They remade it, though, man. So y'all.
Vincent.
Vincent with the guns. Red, that fucking wolf nigga. The wolf. Man, you already.
Bro, how y'all remember this shit?
Bro,
I guess. Nerd, like, bro. How I remember
it. Yeah, that's it. When you're a heavy gamer.
Yeah. That game took a long time to beat, bro.
I never played Final Fantasy. And
it's
a classic. Yeah.
It's three discs long.
Damn.
Back PlayStation. This is CD-ROM.
Nah, that's a big deal. I remember. Because what? Resident Evil, they had a game where it was two.
And two.
Yeah. This game took like 80 hours to beat game time. So this took a long, like, by the time you beat it,
months.
You call your boy, hey, bro.
You know, I got that on my phone.
With 5x7?
Yeah.
Excellent game.
Playing through it again right now.
These guys.
speaking of the game.
Oh, man.
Big Mike.
What game
is our resident, Joe is our resident sports correspondent. But I don't know if he has all the details on the situation. Do you?
What happened? Who did it? What?
One Deshaun Jackson?
Watson. Who the fuck?
Yeah, y'all in the same family, man. Jackson. It was funny. It's a football player named Deshaun Jackson.
It is. He just got signed.
But obviously, Watson, if you want to speak on this shit right here, bro, the more I think about it, the more it make me mad. Because it's like, yo, man, I have five sisters.
Break down the allegations first.
Let's do that.
Deshaun Watson.
Basically, Deshaun Watson, quarterback of the Houston, I was about to say Houston Rockets, the Houston Texans.
That was funny.
Yeah. The Houston.
I thought the exact same thing we used to say. I was like, hold up, that ain't right.
Yeah. Houston, Texas. Basically, you know what I mean? He's sick of the organization. He's sick of losing. So this is the first time, sort of like in NFL history, that a franchise quarterback in his prime is requesting to be traded. And, you know, they don't want to let him go. And he still is requesting a trade. And he's basically said, I'm not playing for y'all. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here come these allegations of rape. You know, and I mean, it comes from...
Sexual assault? Yeah.
All right. There we go. Violation. Sexual violation. Or whatnot. Can we use that term? Violate?
Yeah, they feel
out of
violated.
Bounds, boundaries. Yeah. And it went from one to two. And I want to say...
It's at 22.
The number's up to the 20s.
Yeah, 12 lawsuits and 22 accusations.
And
I don't know, some Bill Cosby type
bruh,
shit.
Bruh, and I was about to really basically say this right here, man. And it, bruh, I don't like dealing with this, but nah, man, this is just my opinion. You know what? Again, this is Joe Money speaking on his beliefs and ideas or whatever. Chuck Berry, Bill Cosby, Tupac Shakur, Mike Tyson, Deshaun Watson, Michael Jackson. The list goes on and on, man. When you are rebellious, when you're not able to be controlled, it's very convenient, and they use the same tactics on how to set you up or to contaminate or tarnish your legacy or your name.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sick of the bullshit because you really have female victims out here
that really
have been violated, that really have been, you know what I mean, through some shit. And, you know, it's sort of like, I just don't believe this story. And I'm sorry. It's I just don't. And, man, let me stop talking before I say some shit that get the cool table. You know, I'm shitted on. How do you guys feel about
that? No, we're not getting shitted on. I mean, you know, it is kind of bullshit. There's zero police reports. You would think with 22 allegations, somebody became.
Hold on. Let me ask this. Y'all know who Ben Roethlisberger is?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you see how, like, you know, the difference in the energy, how they move and how they manipulate. How about this? No, fuck
he,
that.
No.
We got evidence. You know what I mean? The motherfucking offensive lineman that beat the shit out of his girl. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, I'm tired of this shit, bro. I really am tired of how they always do us, bro. And it's to the point, it really is to the mic, bro. You know how, bro, you got on a New York Giants hat. You know I love football. They making it, bro, they making it easy pretty much to say, fuck y'all. It really is because this shit is like, we can't keep on putting up with this shit. We can't.
I just, here's the issues I'm having because this extends further than just Deshaun Watson. This is going on in anybody with any kind of public image, especially
hold
a man.
I forgot another one. T.I. Come on, bro.
Yeah, you know,
come on.
You know them girls want the fuck. But anyways. regardless. They're filing a civil lawsuit. So let's get it correct, guys. It's not criminal. The lawyer, Tony Busby, whatever the fuck his name is connected to the owner of the Houston Texans. This is coming out very close to when Deshaun is showing his dissatisfaction and wanting to leave. So these are what this is called.
It's like spite.
Well, this is what you call a smear campaign. So the idea really isn't to try to get this man in jail, even though, you know, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Just not for him to be employed.
Yeah.
Kaepernick.
Yeah. So Kaepernick is a very good example. Basically, if we can't have you, no one will have you, and you can't work nowhere because the Texas organization is not going nowhere. Where are you gonna go? If they're right or wrong, are the Texans not going to be operational? Of course they are. They're completely clean. You know what I'm saying?
What's crazy is he's the last ounce of talent on the team.
Does it matter?
No, well, it actually does matter to their revenue.
Ten years. It could, but 10 years, would it matter? I mean,
bruh, Deshaun Watson, bruh, is one of I don't know how many few quarterbacks to beat Alabama, bruh. So, I mean, the fact of losing that type of talent... No, it's going to affect you in 10 years if he's a franchise quarterback.
It might affect the revenue, but the Chiefs were the Chiefs before Patrick Mahomes, right? They still played.
They were mediocre.
They still sold out their Arrowhead Stadium, is what I'm saying.
I mean, okay, they exist, but it's like it's levels to success that everybody's trying to obtain.
The whole point is where the Houston Texans ain't going nowhere. Like, they're not going to lose their franchise.
Okay.
They're
okay.
not going
okay.
They yeah. might sell less jerseys.
Okay. Make less money. Okay.
Yeah, they make less money, but they're billionaires. And also, Deshaun Watson in 20 years won't even matter, right? Because they'll be on to the next. Just like Brett Favre with the shit in Green Bay.
I mean, if he wins, he would matter.
Yeah, in the history books, he will.
But apparently, he's not going to matter now because, I mean, you know, really what it is they're trying to gut the team, or they have gutted the team.
And they got rid of J.J. Watt, and, of course, DeAndre Hopkins left already. And
his talent.
Yeah, so, like, you know, honestly, before we get too deep into it, the reason why I say it's a smear campaign is simply because if we can't have you, no one can have you, and the court of public opinion is very strong. These are civil lawsuits. These are random allegations. There's not an ounce of proof. I read the text messages. All was stupid. I think the latest one came out. The girl said that he asked, you know, asking to rub his glutes and in between his thighs, and he ejaculated on her face and body. I was like, did you save the shirt? You know, that's some Lewinsky shit. Did you save it?
He said face and body.
it's like a lot of shit. And it's like, you know, you have Deshaun having an apology text that they're trying to make it bigger than what it is. When all he says, hey, if I made you feel uncomfortable, I'm sorry. It never said, hey, my bad for, you know, nothing on your face. Like, none of that was said. But they'll make it, oh, see, apologize. No, this motherfucker might think he, you know, she feels it some type of way. He's a sincere, nice guy, maybe. But at the end of the day,
if you're going to do all these allegations, you're not doing it for the fact of I'm trying to get him in jail. You're doing it for money. You're doing it to destroy his character. You're doing it to shame him. You're doing all these reasons to destroy him just as a player. You know, because the court of public opinion is real strong in the age of social media.
Yes, mm-hmm. Specifically and especially with black men, that's really what it boils down to, man. Because it's like, nah, man, it's like you got to destroy the name before you can actually destroy the being, man. And it's like, I see this shit and it's bullshit. We like, from cops to this shit, it's like, nah, this shit got to stop, bro.
But I honestly, if I was the Texans, drop him, it ain't going to matter. The Patriots will pick up anybody, so he'll get a team.
Yeah.
So the Patriots going to sign him.
Nah, but the Patriots just signed Cam.
They'll sign Deshaun Watson.
Bro, you know where he's from?
Deshaun?
Yeah.
Nah, I know he played for Clemson.
Gwinnett County.
No shit.
He's from here, bro. He need to bring his ass to the Birds. Bro, oh my God. If Deshaun Watson was... Bro, with this team that we have, deep in the playoffs. Deep in the playoffs. No, I ain't saying we went in and all that shit, but nah, hands down easy, bro. Like I said, this dude is one of one, two, three, maybe four quarterbacks to beat Alabama.
Real talk. And Alabama basically a semi-pro team.
Come on.
Like...
On a good Sunday, they'll probably beat the goddamn Jets.
Maybe.
They probably would.
Maybe. A big maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, the top 3% of players playing in the NFL. Anyways.
the best NFL players play for who or played for where?
No, the top 3% of all college players play in the NFL. The top three.
I dig that, but I mean, Alabama's going to get about 10 players drafted every draft.
I know, but it's too start. Listen, all right, so...
The Jets garbage.
They are garbage. Yeah, but they
moving
are garbage.
On, moving on, moving on.
But I mean, I'm just saying, I just feel like, you know, I'm going to stop talking. This is all bullshit. I can't, it's hard for me to agree to all these allegations. Fuck Twitter. Fuck IG. Like, fuck it. It just seems like, hey, let's kill him and then throw him to the wolves and let it be. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
X, what you got?
No, man. I mean, I rock with what you fellas are saying. I guess my biggest thing is, see, like I said before, when it comes to situations like this, I take the response. I mean, the stance that Brother Charlemagne has said, which is, listen to all women but believe all proof, right? And I don't want to be dismissive of anything that any woman may be dealing with. But I also know, especially currently, and I'm not going to get into no specifics, but currently I've been presented with a situation where I know that this woman is lying about the nonsense that she's saying. And the reality is that human beings, men, women, both lie either out of fear or desire. There's two reasons that people lie.
Or spite. I guess that category is under desire.
You know what I'm saying? I feel you. Fear, desire, spite. We can... Three reasons that people lie. You know what I'm saying? And we don't know... excuse me. If any of these things are in play with what these women or people are... You know what I'm... Are bringing to the... bringing to light about this situation. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what we are... What we think or what our opinion is... you know, people throw around the word conspiracy a lot. And all the conspiracy really means to me is something that you don't believe because you think that it's unbelievable. When in reality, anything is possible, especially in this world that we're living in.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Sex trafficking was a conspiracy at a point in time. Organ harvesting was a conspiracy at one point in time.
Somehow racism is a conspiracy.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? It's still a conspiracy in some people's eyes.
No, so racism, like, in America.
You know, I don't believe everything, but I take everything seriously. So as it pertains to Deshaun, you know, I would hope that this brother wouldn't have done something like this, but I can't rule it out. And yet... I can't just take y'all at y'all word either. Because I do feel like, man, it does become a bit suspicious or ironic, to say the least, that these things start happening when people start getting traction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When people start getting traction or people are in a space to try to renegotiate something or try to make some type of change. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And granted, the things that are happening, like all these allegations, what Bill Cosby went through, mm-hmm. whether he's guilty or one innocent.
Stuck. Just to let y'all know, one stuck. 50 allegations on Cosby, one stuck. And that's the mm-hmm. one that put him away, right?
Yeah.
Same, anyways, go ahead.
No, I got you. I got you. Same shit with R. Kelly. Same shit with T.I. Same shit with...
Hey, bro, we got a video with R. Kelly talking about 14-year-old...
R. Kelly's a tough one, though. R. Kelly's a tough one.
Well, I'm not saying, but this is what I'm saying.
Great music, but horrible person.
Yeah, bro.
I told y'all this guy deserves a Lifetime Achievement Award and a life sentence on the same day.
Bro, he made Trapped in a Closet.
Hey, man, trap his ass in a cell. I was watching Trapped in the Clouds the other day.
What episode you got to?
Fam, after the one where Chuan gets shot, bruh, it starts.
It gets hard stupid. After like 12, right? Oh I never God. Make it to 36.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it gets weird
when the midget
comes out, and then that nigga R. Kelly comes out the closet fully clothed. Like, who's you? Are you you were the narrator? I thought. Anyways,
shit. Oh my God, a rubber. That was when it was
at the prime. Oh my God, a rubber.
That's when it's at the prime. That's when it was dope. Kels.
Yeah, Kels said, well, what the fuck is this? A condom in my bed. You better start talking, bitch. Yo, that was a hard ass.
Hey, bro, come on, man. Fuck that nigga, bro. Fuck that nigga. Fuck y'all.
Robert Kelly.
Classic episode.
Oh, snap. But no, I'm saying all that to say that anything is possible. Not everything is probable. And I just feel like you can't take anything out of the realm of possibility.
You can't.
It's possible that Deshaun did the bullshit that he's trying to sue him for.
It's possible.
The 22 masseuses that, yeah.
It's possible.
Very possible.
Because when you look at, what's the guy that that molested Simone Biles and all the rest of the gymnasts?
That sucker. I remember. Funny is I don't know his name, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
He did a lot of bullshit. It was a lot of people that came forth. And I personally 100% believe him. Mm-hmm. I 100% believe
him. But see, and this is the funny thing. Bro, man, my gut, it's to the point like, bro, I'm so in tune with God, man. It's like I can hear people's demons and see them in their faces.
The Constantine.
Bro, I mean, humbly speaking. Hey, that ass, Joe Constantine. Joe Money Constantine.
You get Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Give me some holy water.
But no, man, when you look at Deshaun Watson, bro, man, that dude look like, you know, he probably picked the peas and carrots out of his mama garden on Sunday so she can make Sunday dinner, bruh. Dude, he looked so wholesome. He looked, bruh, and I mean, like, you know, people would say stuff about, like, predators that could look like that, but nah, man, you could see the evil, bruh. You could look in somebody's eyes and tell if they got a soul or not, man. Deshaun Watson, I can't say that he ain't do that shit, but me just having the same
mind, bruh. You don't feel it.
Based off of timing, that alone, I know he ain't do that shit. Nah, get the fuck out of here, bro.
I think it's more so, like I said, the timing. I think it's more the fact that he wanted to leave.
He wants to leave. You know, just let me out this house. If you leave, I'm gonna call the cops and say that you beat me. That shit happens.
I'll be honest, man. If Texans make an example of Deshaun Watson, that'll put fear in other players to even think
exactly.
about
exactly. Bro, that look. That's really what it boils down to, because that's how they did, like, back to the slave times. They always made examples so other people won't get the balls in the heart.
I'm not breaking
the buck.
Come on now.
Yeah, I'm not against
because
that.
Because to be
theory.
Honest, let me tell you, the person that changed the game with sports and, like, black people, black men having empowerment, LeBron fucking James. And that's his middle name, LeBron fucking James. Yeah. He's the GOAT, bro, based off of that, man. I ain't gonna need flex. Back in the day, I thought him going to Miami was some sucker shit. I wanted him to go to anywhere else. But the simple fact that he took his legacy and his destiny in his hands. I'm done.
I'm LeBron James, bitch.
Come on. Come on. Nice couch, nigga.
Now, I rock what you saying, Joe. I rock what you saying. I mean, like I say, yeah, at the end of the day, my last thoughts about it, prayers for everybody involved. I hope for the best. I would like to think that it would happen. I can't say it definitively happened, but timing is timing.
Yeah.
So just I would just say same thing I said about Derrick Jackson. That's why I said I had to, with that situation, I had to be objective. Mm-hmm. I had to be like, well, if in situations like this, where I feel a way about how things are planning out, like, let me get the whole story before I come to a conclusion to pass a judgment. And that's personally will be doing the same thing with this situation. And I will implore everybody else to do it as well.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Because at the end of the day, we've seen that accusation is much more powerful than a conviction. A conviction don't even matter. If you get accused of some shit,
you just got to be associated with a certain word, bro.
Yeah.
And a certain word you don't want to be connected with.
I'm going to tell y'all this. If O.J. Simpson case happened today, he would have got convicted.
Come on now.
He would have lost in a court of public opinion, and then the juries would have been
like, hey, fellas, how much more time we got?
Not much.
Hey, what's up? What you trying to do?
Shout, but shout it,
man,
bro.
Man, get you.
Look, shout, hey, bro. Look. Real quick, y'all. I know y'all done heard. We ain't even doing the song, none of that shit. We just going to speak real quick. And I'm just going to say a name. No. It's cool because, it's all
shout,
good.
Shout, but shout it
of the week. Goddamn Stacey Dash. I know y'all done heard about her dumb ass.
I know, but I still smash. But go ahead.
Really? Yeah. Bro, my dick won't get hard for a woman that I'm disgusted in.
Yeah, but
I'll repeat. A woman that I'm disgusted in, my dick won't get hard off of that. I mean, just because yours will, that's fine. I'm speaking for me, bro. No, man, I have to be in tune, bro. I gotta have some type of fire and feeling. I mean, even if you do look good, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like,
smell good. Soft.
I don't give no fucks, bro. Like, bro, I will mush her. Bro, you seen Future's goddamn
you
security.
You said you're
I will mush her in the face.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like Dave Chappelle when a nigga did the...
Yeah, and I do it in slow motion so it won't hurt. So, you know what I'm saying? And she had to be in my bubble so it won't be able to... She won't be able to press charges on a real nigga.
Damn.
But real talk, man, like all that Trump shit, all that
Listen, guys, we apologize for the technical difficulties. We had some equipment malfunctions, so we had to wrap the podcast short, but had to come back and let you guys know what happened. But with that being said, we appreciate everybody tuning in as always. Everybody has a seat at the cool table. The bell's about to ring. Until next week, we out.